From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The Obama administration is planning to allow a visit to the United States by a senior North Korean official later this month. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has details.
An official who asked not to be named said the State Department is planning to grant a visa to Lee Gun, North Korea's deputy negotiator in the stalled nuclear disarmament talks and the director general of American affairs at the North Korean Foreign Ministry. The North Korean official has been invited to attend a conference in Los Angeles. It's not clear if he'll have meetings with U.S. officials as well. The Obama administration has been trying, unsuccessfully so far, to convince North Korea to give up its nuclear programs and return to six-party talks that also include China, Japan, Russia, and South Korea. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama joined former President George H.W. Bush at Texas A&M University Friday to promote community service. Mr. Bush is hosting a forum there on volunteerism, and Mr. Obama paid tribute to the former president's commitment to community service.
Certain moments call on us to stop the back and forth and the bickering, to forget the old rivalries, and embrace a common purpose that is bigger than our differences.
The president said community service is integral to achieving the nation's priorities, including health, safety, and the environment. The number of swine flu deaths among children is far higher than what's usually been seen at this point in the flu season. Federal health officials say the 11 deaths reported in the past week bring the total to 43 since the beginning of September. They also warn that because of production delays, vaccine supplies this month won't be as high as predicted, but they say there should be widespread availability by November. A union of public workers has won a temporary restraining order that blocks New York State from requiring health care workers to get vaccinated against the flu. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
The Public Employees Federation persuaded a state judge to put the order on hold until a full hearing can be held. The union says it urges its members to get flu shots, but argues that the health department lacks authority to require it. Union lawyers argue that the legislature has to pass a law, as it already has for other vaccines that healthcare workers must get. State health officials say they ordered mandatory flu shots last summer to protect patients. In the past, fewer than 40% of health workers have volunteered to get vaccinated against the flu. Richard Knox, NPR News.
The New York Yankees have taken the opening game of the American League Championship Series. They've beaten the Los Angeles Angels 4-1. Earlier in the National League, the Los Angeles Dodgers evened their series against the Philadelphia Phillies at a game apiece. Stocks capped a positive week with a modest decline Friday. The Dow fell 67 points to close at 9,995. This is NPR News. One of the major bridges connecting New York and Vermont was abruptly closed Friday. Transportation officials say two cement piers supporting the massive bridge are near collapse. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann has the story.
The Crown Point Bridge over Lake Champlain is nearly a half mile long, and there have been safety concerns here since a similar span collapsed in Minneapolis in 2007. Just last week, New York transportation engineer Jim Bonney insisted that the thousands of people using this route every day weren't at risk.
We are confident that it is safe. The repairs being made are just to basically beef up our confidence, if you will.
But after further inspection, state officials suddenly closed the span this afternoon, stranding commuters on both sides of the lake. New York State Senator Betty Little says a major tragedy was averted.
And what they've said is what would happen would not be just that one piece would fall off, that the bridge would actually collapse into the water.
Travelers now face a 50 to 100-mile detour. It's unclear how long the bridge will be closed. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann.
Winter is still more than 2 months away, but there is an unusual amount of snow on the ground in parts of the Northeast. National Weather Service forecaster Mike D'Angelo says some towns in New York and Pennsylvania are seeing record amounts for this time of year.
The previous record early snows were just, you know, less than an inch, less than half an inch, even if they were this early in the season. It is definitely unusual.
The Weather Service says there's some 4.5 inches of snow in State College, Pennsylvania, and more is possible through Saturday morning. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News from Washington.